In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, we introduce something new for the new year. We present to you, Would You Rather? And to start things off, let's talk about sex. Wait, is that another type of show? Anyways, listen in as the Cubs make some choices about their sex life in a This Versus That game show. So get your buzzers ready as COL 347 starts now. It's January 10th, 2016. I'm Jeff.
Who's your bear? That's right. I am your bear.
I'm Damon.
And that makes me Gary.
Don't hurt nobody with your bad self.
And welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 347, where we like to start it again.
And again.
And again. And again.
And again.
Mm-hmm. Take two.
There Anyways. We go.
Take it.
Believe it or not, I'm playing some other games.
What?
Weird. Wait. I know.
Hold on. Yeah. Are you Jeff?
Yes. Okay. I'm playing games that aren't Blizzard games. Well, one thing. I was getting bored at work, and I found this site called PlayR.org, which for some reason right now is like. Like all the things have disappeared. They had Pokemon on there.
Huh.
I started playing Pokemon.
Sweet.
They also had Final Fantasy on there. I started playing some Final Fantasy enough that I actually ended up getting Final Fantasy for my iPad.
Oh. Well, that sounds fun. Cool for you.
So I've been playing a little Final Fantasy for my...
As you play it right now, apparently.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, where were we?
Distracted. That's
just
where
like,
we were.
Yeah. Just like Dick draws a Marin in.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, also been actually starting to watch the actual Pokemon television show on Netflix.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
No, I just sorry. I oh god. Okay. As a young anime fan, you know, back in the 90s, it was my shit. As an older anime fan in the now, I at least watching the dubbed version, it's very just formulaic, and I kind of get meh about it after a while.
Personally, I don't have anything, as far as I know, I don't have immediate access to any of the subtitled versions. Because, no, I am very familiar when you're talking about, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! The difference between the dub versions versus the subtitles. So, I get you.
Yeah.
On that whole thing. The only thing is, right now, my only experience with Pokemon is the dub versions, so I just have to go with it.
Okay.
For right now. So, if there was the subtitle versions that I was aware of, I might actually look those up to see how those work. Because I already know that the 34-year-old woman is voicing Ash, but... Or at least that's how I'm interpreting the voice. So
it's all good. It's fine. It's just I get why it was so popular, because, you know, cute animals, lots of action, you know, blah kind of thing. I get it, but meh. To me now, meh.
Well, I'm also a huge fan of Digimon
too. Yeah,
my favorite Digimon is Digimon Frontier, which is the one where actually the kids transform into the Digimon.
It's kind of
interesting.
I do know that one. I did like that one.
I did like that one too. Digimon Tamers was kind of cool too, but I haven't really gotten into Digimon. I've been able to watch much of Digimon Tamers at all.
Yeah. Huh.
But I kind of like the whole like sliding cards through and stuff. Anyways, that's beside the point. Damon, what's been going on?
So here's the thing. This is going to be a bit of a rant, a little bit of a rant. I'm going to try to make it quick. Last night I went to Argos, which is a leather bar in Dayton, and we were there to send off a guy named Gonzo who was running for Drummer North America DNA. It's a national quote international title in Las Vegas. So it's along the same vein as IML, but it's a totally different tangent. Anyway, so the event was being sponsored by another organization, a local Cincinnati, but local Ohio organization. And I always have a problem with events. If you're going to run an event, things, one, need to start on time, and you need to make sure everything is set and situated. If you're going to run a raffle, then what is the raffle for? How much are tickets? Make sure there's like one set of tickets as opposed to like multiple sets, because then you get people get confused and they don't know what they're buying. And it just tends to be a little bit more difficult. And it, make sure you know who's doing what. If you're going to have people doing running jello shots around, make sure you know who those people are. If you have people running around doing selling jello shots, let's make sure those people know who they are and who they need to go to and this, that, and the other. It just – it bothers me. And on the flip side of that, if you're going to have an event and you're going to make it a special event – then make it special and not just a normal bar night where people would be out there anyway. And that's sort of what happened with the bar night in Louisville for New Year's. I just feel like if you're going to do an event, you need to do an event. If you're going to play it up as an event, then make it interesting and make it different than a normal night at the bar. So just my little tiny rant. But other than that, it was good to see Gonzo and his partner and wish them luck and run into a few people that I knew and all that stuff. But we left, like, we were planning on staying for an hour and a half, but we left about 15 minutes early because there was no real reason for us to be there. And the bar lost its audience, lost its crowd, because things didn't start on time. And that's my big one, other one. Like, please start an event on time or within like 10, 15 minutes so that you don't lose your audience and lose people as they sit there and wonder what the hell's going on. And then they realize, oh, well, nothing's going on, so we're going to go. So, yeah. So that's my little tiny rant. There we go. Gary?
How's the song go? Cha-cha-cha-changes. It's a new year, and everybody's all about resolutions and stuff. We already talked about that. But
yeah.
I recently just started switching some stuff up. I got new living room furniture. Mm-hmm. Which has kind of become a big project, which is a big pain in the ass. But because I got new furniture, and then, well, it started with a couch, which led to a side table, which led to a TV stand, which led to a bookcase, which has led to curtains and an ottoman. And yeah, so I need to stop doing that. But so just other things. Like I got back into walking a couple times a week, put some stuff up on the walls that haven't been put up yet, even though I've been here for a couple of years. Things, you know, moving stuff around. So I feel just kind of like a renewal, kind of a cleansing sort of thing. And I'm excited. I'm excited about my space, about my home. So it's weird. I don't know if you felt this way, Damon, with Jim in the house, like if you've had the moment yet where you're kind of like, now it's my space.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean? Because yeah. It's not that this hasn't been my place, but I guess I'm really feeling settled into it. Like I enjoy it. It's very weird to me. I don't know why, but it occurred to me in the past couple of weeks, especially since coming back from New Year's. Oh, this is my home. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know what that is, that I guess maybe I felt like I was in transition or because I had so much stuff that wasn't mine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was like given to me or, you know, loaned or borrowed or used or whatever. And so I'm feeling it, I guess, is what it is. So
I get what you mean, because I've had that issue myself, especially here in the house. Like, as we've been, I think a few weeks ago, I actually woke up one morning and was like, oh, you know, this is mine, this is mine, this is my space, and this is ours, as opposed to this is just mine kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it was very nice to have that sort of connected, like rooted kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in addition to that, I'm going to talk about something that normally comes at the end of the show. I decided to make a change to my Tumblr.
Oh.
So, everybody who's aware of Woofer in St. Louis and follows him, he posts one, if not more than once a day, a picture of his life. They're composed. He uses a tripod a lot. He travels a lot for work. So they're very interesting. And I like that. And it got me thinking about how I have never been one that's been really hip to my picture being taken or seeing it. And so I decided to challenge myself this year and do a selfie challenge for the entire year, once a day.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started that on my Tumblr, I realized that my Tumblr, since it pretty much began years ago, has been pretty much just a porn reblog. And there are some other things in it. I mean, there's some quotes and some cutesy things in that, which is probably more all-encompassing. But I realized that probably a lot of the people that I get to follow me that I don't get to follow me, that have chosen to follow me, pretty much like, you know, the selection of men that I reblog. So I decided to create another Tumblr account under the same name, which gets tricky. So I already have a whole bunch of blog accounts. To make it a long story short, anybody who is already following me, you're still following me, you'll notice that the Tumblr account now has three X's at the end of the name.
Yes.
So it says GareBear73XXX. So it's focusing on the naughty stuff. And then all the other stuff, the humor, things that I like that are not about porn, including the selfie challenge, is all going to be over on GareBear73. So just putting it out there so people are kind of aware. And they were like, wait, what? And I realize it might be a pain for some people to follow two different blogs, but I'm already following almost 1,000, so give me a break. So that's a change thing that I'm kind of doing. I'm finding it interesting to remind myself to try to keep up with it every single day. We're only like 10 days into the year, but it's one of those.
Yeah.
It's a project.
It is. It's a project, and I hope I'm already figuring out and paying attention to my want to manipulate, and I'm not. I'm not a filter person, but I'm realizing that I'm kind of being hyper aware of composing and what it is and all that crap. So I'm trying to be a little bit more authentic about that, I guess. Because what I liked that Woofer did at the beginning of the month was he did a recap of the highest liked photos over the course of the year, and then within each month, his favorites. And what caught me about it was how you can kind of see the course of a year, like what happened throughout the year in some ways. And I've also kind of reconnected with some folks online that I haven't seen in years or talked to in a while. And I'm like, wow, like I haven't seen them in a while and they look different. Do you know what I mean? Like life has happened. So it is not necessarily a negative thing or, you know, a positive thing. It's very neutral to me. It's kind of like, oh, they're, you know. Time has passed by, and I started thinking about it, and I'm like, I don't really like capture that a whole lot in my life per se. So this is a little thing that I'm doing, and if anyone out there follows us or is kind of wondering what the hell's going on with that. So if you were already following, you don't have to worry about it because the name change doesn't affect the account and the access that you have. But if you want to see the non-dirty stuff, then you would have to find and follow the other one. I put a post about it in case anybody saw it, but I don't know.
You mean on your naughty account or on?
Yeah, on the XXX one I listed, I was like, hey, so stuff is changing, FYI. Because I started putting it on there, and I think I was about 3 or 4 days in, and I was like, this is dumb. Only because I realized, I say dumb because if individuals didn't care about looking at my fuzzy face or whatever I decide to show of me, and they wanted to, you know, only look at stuff that I reblog from all the other dirty accounts, then, you know. And it's actually, it makes it easier for me in a way. Although I have to be a little bit hyper more vigilant, because when you're using like the Tumblr app and you go to reblog, it reblogs automatically to the last thing you blogged to. So like there's a lot of Star Wars meme stuff that I find really funny. So if I reblog it, it goes to the regular account, the new regular account, quote unquote, the safe for work one. And then if I see, I'm like, ooh, that's really hot, and I go to reblog it, I have to catch and make sure it goes to the NSFW one and not the other one. You know.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. That's a little challenge for me. It's a change. It's something different, and we'll see how it goes.
Julio.
That's it for me for now.
Awesome. Although I think we actually have something which involves this. Gary, what did you do?
Okay, listen, I put it in this category, but it's not embarrassing. I'm going to put, I'm going to warn everybody. I'm warning the two of you, and I'm warning all of our listeners. If you don't want to be skeezed out by something, you should probably fast forward this episode probably by about 3 to 5 minutes.
Oh, but we had to listen anyway. Okay.
Well, because you're my host. You're my co-host, so that's just the way it
is. Yeah, you have to listen anyways.
Thanks.
So last night, I was sitting on the new sectional couch, and I'm watching TV. Netflix has Stephen Fry did a stand-up. It's not a comedy show. He's promoting a new book that came out, and I apologize because I can't remember the name of it. I was half paying attention to it. I was also on my iPad. I was sitting there minding my own business. I had opened I think it's called Hank's Hard Ginger Ale. So it's like ginger soda, but it's booze. So it's kind of beer-ish, but not really. Coney Island has a version. I don't really care for that one. So this is a different version, and I actually like it. So I've been having about one a night. So I'm drinking it. It's in a bottle. It's open. It's sitting on the new end table or whatever, minding my own business. So, and I get absorbed. You know, you get distracted into stuff. So I'm on the iPad, and I'm on Facebook, or I'm on Tumblr, or whatever it is. I don't know how much time has gone by. Most of the drink had been gone, and you know, you get thirsty, and we have these autonomic kind of things. It's kind of like, you know, you have a drink, so you just reach out and you grab the drink and you drink it. So I reach over and I grab the bottle. I don't pay any attention. I take a swig, and that's when I realize something's not right.
Uh-oh.
And I feel in my mouth something. I don't know what it is, okay, but all I know is that it does not belong there.
Oh no. I'm scared already.
Immediately spit it out across my living room, across the ottoman, across the carpet, on the floor, because I am freaked the fuck out.
Of course.
And then all I'm doing is staring at the floor because I can't see what the hell it was. And then I start thinking, did I mention that? No, I did not imagine that. I know. I felt something, and I don't know what the hell it was, because this is just ginger soda. And then I start thinking, wait, maybe a piece of dinner got lodged between my teeth, and then it loosened when I drank. And I was like, no, it couldn't have. It was too fast. Like, so I'm going through this whole mental process. So I am freaked out and irritated, right? And my carpet is like a mixed kind of Berber. It's like tan and brown and like little black flecks or whatever. So, I mean, it's not like it's all white or all one color, so you can immediately see something other than you can see where it's wet because I, you know, spit the drink out. And I'm like, ugh. So I get up and I have this little it's by who the hell makes it? Oster? Anyways, no, Bissell. So it's this little handheld like kind of stain sucker thing. Like you squirt, you know, the solution down, and it also has a little vacuum thing and it sucks up the stuff. And if you use it before the stain sets in, then you don't have to worry about it. So I go and I grab it and I'm cleaning the carpet. And sure as motherfuck, what do I see crawling?
Oh, no.
A spider.
Oh, son of a mother. Gross. Ah.
A little house spider is crawling across my carpet. I am so skeezed out talking about this right now.
You're not the only one.
Uh-oh. I was like, so I finished cleaning up the carpet. And then I went upstairs. And I promptly brushed my teeth. Oh, I dumped out the rest of the drink in the sink. I was like, no, we're done. No, we're done. And I brushed my teeth. I used antiseptic. I took a lot of calming breaths. And I had something to do. I had to go shopping or whatever. So I was like, okay, I gotta get out of here. I can't.
You had to leave. Holy shit.
Go. I just needed to process that I didn't want to be sitting in the living room. So, yeah. I titled it It Lives because I let it go. I didn't kill it when I saw it on the carpet.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Because I am trying to, you know, be a person that doesn't take issue with, you know.
Burn it with fire.
Burn.
It invaded not only your personal space, but your physical body. No, it should die.
So here's the thing. But I think if it was sentient, it was innocent. I don't think it was malevolent that it got into the bottle.
Yeah. I'm sure No. I'm actually not going to give a tag to that because I want people to listen to this part and figure out what the fuck just happened.
So, before we get back to the resuming or whatever, I hope we haven't. Has anyone been tracking the time? Probably not. Anyways.
21 minutes.
No. When I started versus where we are now.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyways.
21 minutes?
My point is, I said 3 to 5 minutes. If anyone ever asks me the question in my lifetime, have you ever had something living inside your mouth? Like you know how in some cuisines you can eat like raw octopus tentacle or
yeah.
You know what I mean? That kind of a thing. The answer is yes, but it's not what you think. Anyway.
Ugh. Whoa.
I didn't post about it on Facebook or anything. I was just so bleh. Anyways, yeah.
So you only hear it here, folks. You only hear it here. Thanks, Gary, for sharing. As I look down in my soda can.
Make sure nothing's there. Yeah. I look at my wine glass and be like, nope, no fruit flies here.
Oh, okay. On that note, let's
you ready to move on to more pleasant things to discuss?
Let's move on.
All right. So what's next? Oh, we are in Gary, what's been going on over in Facebook?
We do not have any new likes in Facebook, but Mr. Chester Beltowski did comment on January 3rd and said, I love the fact that you use Snap as the cover photo for our episode where we spoilered the shit out of Star Wars.
And for those people who don't realize who Snap is Greg Grunberg's character in The Force Awakens. Did they ever say his name in the movie?
I don't recall.
I don't think they did, but it's well known. It was actually tied to the promo picture pre-release. So
yeah,
it's not a made up name. It's a legit thing.
So he is a named character. So he isn't just some X-wing pilot number 2 or what was he, like Black 3 or something?
Something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, not since Porkins have bears and chop lovers worldwide need to want to join the Rebel Alliance in the worst way. So.
Well, Porkins wasn't that great. Anyways, but that's beside the point.
So, yeah. So, Chester appreciated on Facebook that we did that. Let's see. What else do we have for feedback? Oh, over in YouTube land. Oh, by the way, I'm going to apologize because I'm kind of the admin that handles this stuff. Apparently, for months on end now, our email account has been getting notifications of some of the stuff I'm about to tell.
Hey, by the way, I thought you checked that thing.
Well, see, what's happening is... pull the curtain back for our listeners. All three of us have access to the same email account. And so if someone else looks at an email and it's no longer unread, then I kind of don't maybe catch it. That's what I think happened because
I'll remove it from my iPhone.
No. We're just backlogged on the social media stuff for like about 4 months, 3 months ish. I didn't realize there was a lot of stuff that I was not mentioning. I was too busy focusing on Facebook and missing a bunch of other things. So that being said, I apologize now. We'll try to get caught up. In YouTube land, Sean Berta subscribed to us, our channel, on January 7th.
Yay!
Eduardo Meza Valencia subscribed to us on 12/24. Boss MRG subscribed to us on 12/12. And Adam Ant, I know I got all excited, and then I was like, oh, not that Adam Ant. Subscribed to us on 11/28 on YouTube.
Sweet.
So, yeah. And then I split it up so you guys also had stuff to talk about.
Oh, Damon. Thanks. So, over on Vimeo, it just lost it. Roman started following us. And on Google Plus, Tom Fleetwood is now following us. So, welcome, guys.
I don't really think we have much on Vimeo at all.
I know. I kind of was like, oh, apparently we're on Vimeo.
Yeah. Like, I'm going, oh, okay. Cool. Sweet. All right. Anyway, moving on. Vimeo.
Oh, I know why. I think because a couple of the videos from the Hot Bear 2009, which I participated in. It's a Hard Texas Bear contest. YouTube didn't like it, so I put it somewhere else. So I think that was it.
Anyways,
that's really the only thing that's on there. But
well, it's another frontier for us to kind of work on maybe this year.
Yep. Over on BearDegrin.net, we don't have anybody else to read it to us. Sniff. Come join us in the Comes Out Loud entourage on BearUnderground.net, the official Bear website. Comes Out Loud. Over on Twitter, pretty much every week, Charles S. At GBearTrekker65 mentions us whenever he's listening to us. He did that like on November 20th, December 31st, the 7th. Actually, he's pretty much doing it weekly. I've been liking it each time he's been doing it. He says some interesting things about things. I think his last one, hold on, let me actually pull up the last one. Twitter. I know, great radio. I'll switch over to Comes Out Loud. Notifications. He said on the last one, he said, listening to the hotness of Cubs Out Loud podcast episode number 346. Woof.
Hashtag. Yay.
So he pretty much mentions us each week whenever he's listening to an episode. So, Charles, hey, guess what? We know you're listening.
Yay.
We recognize you and thank you.
Oh, and Pop Umbra liked and retweeted our post from November 29th, the 31st, or of 341, the Santa Claus interview. Gary, did you know that was Damon?
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, he mentioned several times that his pup name is Umbra.
No.
No.
He also mentioned that it was on Twitter.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned it. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it.
Okay.
I'm gonna. Yeah.
Awkward.
I think he's also mentioned it at the end of the shows when.
No, he hasn't. Oh no, you don't. No, you don't, girl. I will right now.
Okay, I'm going down here.
Damon, Theater Cub 79
at Pup.
Oh, look at that magically appear on the live document.
There. Now it's added so he could remember to say it after every show.
Okay.
But yeah, that's you're fine. Already going to do that. So
that's okay. But yes, I do occasionally like the shows and retweet them just because, you know, why not?
Awkward.
It's okay.
You know what? I'm going to go back to my tea and just sip it, okay?
And now it's Urban Dictionary with Gary. Oh,
God. This episode's phrase, bitch-splosion.
What the fuck?
Definition. An explosion of bitchiness when someone or something pushes you so far that you just bitch-splode. The example is, dude, I was just joking, and then she just had a massive bitch-splosion.
And apparently they don't understand that massive ends with an E.
Eh, whatever.
Well, you know, it's an example, and it's probably slang.
Bitch-splosion.
So it's massive or something like that?
So when you get so pissed off, yeah, that you gotta, like, let it out. That's.
Well, you know, and to bitch-plode is when something makes you so mad that you have a bitch-splosion, which is very, like, meta. It's kind of very, you know, dog chasing tail. What was that movie? Where you're dreaming within dreams?
Inception.
Yeah, that's what it feels
dream
like.
Inside a dream. Anyway.
Yeah. So I thought it was kind of funny. I was like, oh, that might be the new phrase of 2016, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Bitch-splosion. Explosion.
All right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, guess what, folks? We got something new for you.
Oh.
It is that time once again, or for the very first time. It's time to play Would You Rather?
Ooh. Fun.
Yeah, so I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, that's cool.
I understand as like, would I rather blank than blank or something like that?
Blank or
yes.
Blank. But so, we'll find out from our exceptional host, Gary!
All right, well, we're all going to do it together.
Okay.
What in the hell, dude?
Why do I keep pressing the space bar button? Anyways, we're back. Everything's fine now. How are you?
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, girl.
It's cool.
So as I was saying, I want to give a shout out to Fiery Biscuits because the idea came from him on his Tumblr account.
Oh.
He was doing like an AMA, Ask Me Anything. But it was, would you rather? And so people were like, would you do this or would you that? And I was like, oh, and it was some of them I didn't understand. And then I was like, oh, but what if we played Would You Rather on the show where the three of us had to answer questions? And it's kind of like if you remember back in the 80s, there were these little books called The Book of Questions.
Oh.
And those were like meant to be very provocative and stuff. But these I decided for the first episode, the first subseries episode, would be all sex related because I think it would be fun.
Because why not?
Because it's got that loud.
And so sex. Here's the thing. Even though I already have a pre-done list in a separate document, I'm going to put them over into the show document. And I decided instead of trying to pre-think them that we would just be doing these kind of off the cuff.
Okay, hence, cool.
That's why I didn't put it in there because I didn't want you guys to like read the doc ahead of time and then really think through.
Okay,
so this is kind of a lot more like a lightning round thing. We should think about it quickly or –
Well, here's the thing is, there would you rathers are one or the other. So there's not really a, you know, it's kind of like true, false or truth or dare, you know.
Like, I like really this. Option. This is going to be fun.
All right. You two ready for the first one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
Jeff, you can go ahead and read the first one.
All right. Would you rather have sex with a guy in athletic gear or in a bondage outfit?
Son of a bitch.
What do you mean by athletic gear?
Think like, of football.
Like, is he wearing uniform. A helmet and the shoulder pads and everything?
Yeah, I would go that way.
I would say athletic gear is the full uniform. So, like, if they're a soccer player, they've got, you know, like the shirt and the shorts and the Umbros and the, you know, the knee-high socks and the cleats. Stuff.
Okay. Bondage outfit is just like a harness and a jock or something? I don't know what they mean by that.
This is where I'm like, now I'm thinking about it. If you're gonna put them like by comparison, one and the other, I would say the athletic gear would be like the football player in all the all the gear with all the padding and all that stuff. And the bondage person would be in the like cuffs and handcuffs or, you know, leather cuffs and holding them like bound together are the full on, like full, like head to toe, like wrapped in something, like almost like a bodysuit kind of thing.
This is too ambiguous.
Oh, stop it. Go for it. Which one? One or the other? One or the other?
Neither, because I don't want him wearing anything.
If you had to choose.
All right, I'm going to go athletic gear on the course of a baseball player.
Okay.
So I'm giving it kind of a specifics. Because if it was full football, it's going to take forever to get those damn stuff off.
Don't worry about that.
All right, we got
to stick with the athletic with the base as a baseball player.
Damon?
Oh. See, this one's tougher for me just because of the fetish. Mm-hmm. If I were on, oh God. I would go with bondage gear because they may not have to move. And they can take whatever I give them, kind of thing. Just putting it out there. Anyway, go for it, Gary.
All right. I take them in order. I go with athletic gear first, here and now, because that makes me comfortable, but I'm not going to exclude or throw away the possibility of bondage.
Ooh. Sweet.
And for me, athletic gear is totally linebacker football.
Yeah. See, that's my thing. Like, I would want, like...
Well, because I want the linebacker. I just don't want him in all that gear.
Oh, No. He can have the gear on because the only thing we have to do is pull them damn shorts down.
True. Dossie's through.
If he pulls the shorts down, I have no problem spreading the glory cheeks and eating his ass.
And you and can then, just move the dock, you know, over. And,
yes.
Well, you could take out the cup. You might have to take out the cup. That would be the only thing.
Right.
But and cup then, is easy to remove. Pound.
Yeah. Nope. Not a problem. Definitely. We go with athletic gear to start, but I'm not going to outrule the bondage outfit. Just not there right now.
I like the idea of the anyway. I both appeal to a fetish of mine, so that's kind of where I'm like, ah, shit.
Okay. Maybe I'm more of a full body person than just the cock.
It's okay.
So it's that's fine. Why I'm like.
Well, to me, I love the idea of the striptease. Or the stripping of a guy. Like if you're like a guy in the athletic gear, for example, like taking things off. Like if they were like, if it was a guy, like for example, if it was a guy like in rugby, oh, like the shirts and the shorts and the.
See, rugby wouldn't be so bad because it doesn't have as much gear as a football player does.
Yeah. So that's me. Anyway, moving right along.
For question number two?
Yes.
David, you can take this one to start.
Okay. Would you rather be in a relationship with a totally submissive partner or a totally dominant partner? Fuck you, Gary.
I already have my answer, but I'll let you answer first. Damn it. Since you read the question. Well, we'll do the regular roundtable here.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever reads it starts, and then we'll go, you know, back and forth. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, this is hard because literally, I'm a switch and I go both ways.
Well, don't think about it too much.
If I had to go all the way through, I would probably want someone who is totally dominant. Yeah.
Gary.
Yeah.
See, I haven't thought about these questions. I just like looked them over, modified them, and haven't looked at them in like days. So. maybe a surprise to people, a totally dominant partner.
That is a surprise.
For some reason, for me, it's not so much, but that's just me.
Which one would you be? Which one would you want?
Me? Totally submissive.
Ah.
So just so I can, so he can do all the cooking.
Nice. So
throw that. Hey, I need this cleaned up. Thanks.
Yeah.
I basically want a house cub.
Yeah.
I realize for me what I need is I need someone to challenge me on control.
Ah.
I need someone to constantly be my yin to yang balance. Like
yeah.
So hence, out of the two, I have to choose a dominant partner because guess what? I've dated a whole bunch of guys and they've been submissive types. And I'm like, no.
And for me, I would rather have a totally dominant person because I tend to be, during the day, like when I'm at work, I tend to be a very much like, I have to get this shit done. Let's get this shit done. Let's do this. And I would rather come home to not having to make all the decisions all the time. But the problem is I'm not 100% submissive and I challenge all the time. So I tend to have that issue where that's where like having a totally dominant person, if they're going to totally take over, they may have an issue with me because sometimes I challenge you and I don't want to do what I'm saying you're doing. All right. Okay.
We ready for the next question?
Yep. Yes.
All right. Would you rather have sex with just one person watching, or would you rather have sex with 50 people watching?
Gary.
I think this one is kind of obvious for anybody who knows me. It's one person. I'm not at that point in my life that I could be comfortable with that many people watching.
Not much of an exhibitionist.
Well, here's the thing, because what I'm imagining is it's going to be in a place where they can see. So the lights are going to be on or something.
Yeah.
Because trust me, I've been in spaces with close to that many people, but you really probably couldn't see. So
yeah,
I was totally fine with that. But I'm like, nope, I bet you this is like lights on production.
Okay. Jeff?
One. Performance anxiety.
I'm also of the one.
For that
same reason.
Yeah. The thing is, I wouldn't actually mind 50 people watching. It's just performance anxiety.
Yeah.
I mean, I did a porn once.
Yeah.
That didn't go so well. They made it look okay, so it was fine. But, performance anxiety.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. I'm okay with 50 people watching. The fact that 50 people are watching, that's something else. That's okay.
It's one of my...
It's just my performance wouldn't be up to snuff.
Yeah, like I could... Since it specifically says sex, that's why I'm kind of like, yeah. Because I'm of the same vein as you, Jeff, in that I would get I would get performance anxiety. I would feel odd, like, and I'd feel like people were expecting something, like expecting the show, as it were, and that would cause me difficulties in performing, difficulties in a lot of things, especially if I hear them, and even see them. Especially if I see them, but if I hear them, maybe not as much, depending on what they're saying. Anyway, sorry, I'm thinking, overthinking this.
It's okay. Fine.
Number four.
Question four.
All right, hold on. Copy. I wasn't ready. Paste.
Would you rather pursue a life where you could only ever have sex with one partner in the same position in the same bedroom, or have sex with a completely different person every time?
Whoa.
That's a difficult one. Because I'm almost trying to think, like, I don't really use that many positions, but sometimes it's good, nice to have different positions, so... It's more like, I think I would prefer have sex with a different person every time.
Huh.
As long as each individual person is someone who I'm attracted to. Otherwise, if that, then I'd rather see, there's other things that...
Yeah, there are always going to be caveats. That's
I mean, is thing. It more of you... You can't like repeat. You
don't
have
think
the it, same person.
Don't think it too much
each time.
Don't
so it's like
it too much.
Like,
if you overthink,
so I have
it,
one person one time, then I have a different person the other time, then I have another person the other time, then I go back to the person one.
No.
Season three, or is no. it like
it says a completely different person every time? In other words, you will never have sex with the same person twice ever.
As long as they're attractive, attractive, and I can get a hard on for them, yeah, as is, then yes,
I would hope.
But I'd rather have that, because then I can choose what positions I have.
Damon. Even after all that discussion, you're still thinking.
Yeah, because I'm in my head. I'm rereading the question, because I'm trying to. I'm the grammar nerd in me, the semantics nerd in me, is trying to figure out where does the question. Which one is it? It's different. Like, would you rather? It's basically, would you rather pursue a life where you could only have sex with one person? Would you rather pursue a life where you could only ever have sex with a completely different person every time? I would go with pursue a life where. Oh,
but here's where the tricky part comes in. Well, while it is one person, which I would be totally fine having sex with the same person every time, but it's also in the same position.
In the same.
So it's the same position, the same bedroom. Really, I don't care about.
No. Yeah, I would say it would be the completely different person every time.
And it's because of that same position thing, isn't it?
Part of it is more just the same position, same bedroom, because essentially it limits you to you only doing one person, like at home, and all that stuff. So that's my. I know I'm. It's kind of an overthink, but that's where I'm like going. You know, I love my partner, but I like having sex with him in lots of different places, and I also kind of like. Sometimes being a little bit of a voyeur with him. Anyway,
it doesn't say anything about that the other person can have sex with other people. It's just you can only have sex with one person.
Yeah, then no. No, no, no. Okay. Go right on, Han. Go ahead, Gary.
Mine was simple to answer because it's the story of my life, sort of. Have sex with a completely different person every single time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And here's the reason why it was kind of easy for me. I'm not in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think if you're in a relationship, it's far more challenging to answer the question. I'm single, yep. So my life is kind of like I already can have sex with different people.
And here's my counter to your argument, Gary, is – I don't know about you, but even if I was monogamous, I wouldn't want to necessarily – the same position, same bedroom thing is what kind of throws it off.
Yeah,
I think the point of that in the question is to limit you to just like it's one thing, but it's one very specific thing, or the entire world is your buffet.
Yeah.
I think that's the point of the extremes, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You're being bound by one thing or you're completely unbound by the other, I think is where the concept
that's
is.
What it's kind of doing. And I get that. But anyway, no. Okay. Moving right along.
Moving right along.
Number five.
Oh. Would you rather sleep with someone much older than you or simply never have sex during your entire lifetime? Okay. Do we really need to answer this one? Okay, I would rather sleep with someone much older than me. Like, and I kind of already do. So, yeah. Gary?
I would have sex. Or, well, it doesn't say have sex. It says sleep. But to me, I think it's understood.
Yeah.
Sleep / sex, whatever, with someone older than you. I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
When I was half my age, I think I might have been challenged by this idea, but I wouldn't have been repulsed by it. I think there's a lot of people who would like kind of freak out about having sex with someone in their 60s. Right now, I don't care. It's like, oh, it works great.
Exactly.
Nice.
Oh, you can do what you – okay, good.
Gives me hope. That's the way I look at it. I tell the youth of today when they get shitty about aging or people being older – I try really hard to not get nasty and bitch blowed on them, because what I want to say is, listen, motherfucker, one day you're going to be old too. So you better learn to respect that the fact that one day you're going to want your ass pounded or your dick sucked. So be nice.
Yep. That's one of the rules of the bathhouse is give something to the other guy, because one day that's going to be you.
So anyways.
Anyway, Gary, Jeff.
So I'd sleep with someone much older than me. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I was okay with that even in my 20s. You know, even when I started out, age really wasn't a big factor.
Yeah.
Were they cute and were they ready to have me slip inside them?
Was it easy? I've always enjoyed the pleasure of older men, mostly because they know what they want, they go after what they want, and they usually enjoy who they're with, enjoy all that stuff. They enjoy, you know, they're a bit more invested.
I think there's a lot less wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
They actually kind of take their time.
Yeah, there's some connection there.
Yeah. All right. We ready for the next question?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Number 6. Would you rather remain a virgin from now until marriage and have a spectacular sexual partner, or would you rather remain unmarried for the rest of your life and have a ton of great sexual partners who never love or commit to you?
Well,
because of recent events right now, I'm going to go with the former. I'd rather be a virgin now until marriage and have a spectacular sex partner.
Huh. Gary?
I am okay with the latter.
Hmm.
Because that is what I know.
Ah, yeah.
That's kind of what I know. But
it is my life, so I would go with the comfort of knowing what it is as opposed to something I've never known.
Mm. Huh. I think I would rather remain a virgin and for now until marriage and have a spectacular sex partner. I know that seems weird, but I feel I kind of feel that way.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Here's the thing about this question. It really doesn't necessarily say that you won't have sex with other people after you're married.
Yeah.
It just says you're a virgin until you're married. Your partner is spectacular. And who knows? Maybe a third or fourth comes in.
Yeah.
Or you do have an open relationship.
Yeah. I just my main issue with the second part is the yes, you have a ton of sex partners who never love or commit to you, and I get that. That's kind of a thing, but I fear that it would be not really empty, but just kind of missing something. And I always feel like I'm missing something.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. Here's the thing. I want the beginning.
Yeah.
But I know myself well enough that I want what I know versus what I've never had.
Yeah.
It's And it's something I got to work through. I know this about me. It's what I want to change in my life. I want to be able to meet someone and be, you know, and have a unbelievable relationship, you know, emotionally, spiritually, physically, the whole bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, and get married, all that jazz. That's fine. I'm good with it. But I know me and I know where I am now and I know what's going on. So if I have to make a choice, which is in a way being in control, then I'm going to go with what I already know.
Understandable.
Are we ready for number 7?
Yes.
Jeff?
Would you rather only ever have sex in bed or only have sex outside of the bedroom? I'd rather have sex in bed. And I think that's going along the lines of the whole Gary's idea of what you know.
What you know.
Don't get me wrong. I've had sex outside the bedroom, but most of my sex has been in bed. So,
I would only ever have sex outside the bedroom because there are a lot of surfaces you can do things on. Just saying.
True that.
I had I had a couch in my apartment. It's now broken because, well.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway. No, it's broken because it was old, but it also enjoyed company, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And I think they call that broken in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's more like broken down.
Gary?
Would you rather have a bent or only have sex? Wow. I guess I'm going to go with bed because it's the default, and I know the terrain and the space.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because I'm thinking back, I'm like, okay, all the times I've ever had sex, the majority of it has been in a bed. So I guess that's my default answer.
Yeah. Like it's hard. It's hard for me to sometimes do things in a bed. It also depends on the bed. Like if it were the same bed, once I got used to it, I could, do things in it. But different beds, hotel beds, da 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 da, I tend to have issues with. So anyway, move right along.
All right, number 8. Starting with Mr. Damon.
Ooh.
That's a long one.
Long one. This is a long one. Huh. And I love that there's caveats. Would you rather proposition a complete stranger for sex, one who was exceptionally attractive and faced the possibility of being rejected, or would you rather receive guaranteed sex from a very unattractive individual as many times as you wanted? Damn.
Oh.
Wow.
Option 3, just not have sex.
Yeah, this is called, this is the like, oh fuck. This is facing the fear. This is fear of rejection. This is this whole like the thing that everybody has like a deep seated like issue with. It's like that fear of rejection. And I'd hate to say it. Oh God. Oh,
I would. Yeah, they're not just unattractive. They're very,
very unattractive. That's my
problem. Like reading this perfectly.
I'm reading that part of it, and I'm going, yeah, I would rather proposition to complete stranger. Because no offense, the very unattractive individual. If the buttons aren't clicking, then it's just not going to happen. So yeah, I'd rather proposition to complete stranger. If I'm attracted to him, then yeah, like that would be who I would, I would ask. And then if I got to reject it, okay, that's fine. But at least I would have gotten hard and enjoyed it. Anyway, moving, go ahead, Gary.
All right. So I kind of have to agree with you, Damon. Here's the thing. I'm going to go with a complete stranger, one who is exceptionally attractive because I have this weird rule. I don't have sex with people I'm not attracted to.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Because of that, even though it says guaranteed sex as many times as you want it from a very unattractive individual, I would feel that using that person, and I can't.
Yeah.
It's and my, that's my, the other my personal moral compass. I'm not going to utilize a person as an outlet for something when I don't need to do that. I can use toys. I can be by myself. I don't have to do that. That's
If I were unattracted to someone, it just doesn't work. I don't see it.
Now, I will say this about me. There was a time in my life where option B was it because I had so low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Like that was that I owned that is a part of my past, that I was hooking up with men in adult bookstores who were questionable and probably several fronts. But I didn't care because I needed a human connection and I cared so little about myself. So I owned that I asked about me. Yeah. But I care now enough to be like, oh, hell no. No.
Okay.
not to be disparaging, but I put it this way. And I'll get around to this later at another time. There's a topic going on in the bear community about why people say certain things and are so selective, and some people kind of feel put out. And the reality is you're attracted to what you're attracted to. Don't be giving people shit if they're not attracted to you.
Mm. Okay. Jeff.
We'll get to that another time. Jeff, what do you think about this one? Stranger or sexy stranger or unattractive individual?
I'm going to have to go with sexy stranger. It's my worst fear, which is one of the reasons why I'm so shy in public. I don't think if someone is very unattractive, I mean, I'm not really going to get sex. It's going to be like, I'll try and.
Yeah, I feel you. Like, that's what that's.
I look at it this way. I think the person that might choose option B in this one would be a person who doesn't care about people or doesn't, in this circumstance, care about the other person. So they're just literally using them as a cum dumpster or whatever. I don't know how else to put it. I'm sure there's other facets or versions of people, but that's what's stuck in my mind as someone who's like, you're just a hole.
Yeah. All right. Number 9.
All right. This is our last one for this session.
Number 9.
Would you rather be blind and sleep with the most attractive men in the world as often as you wanted, or would you rather have your vision and be the same person you are now?
Ooh. Gary?
I was going to say, I already know mine. I'm just giving you guys a couple of seconds to think about that. So, option A, blind, sleep with the most attractive men in the world as often as you wanted, or would you rather have your vision and be the same person you are now? I go with B.
B.
Okay. I see no point in A. That's just me.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that to me, it's all about like to this, that part, option A is kind of like the vanity. Like, you know, yeah, you get to sleep with these really attractive people, but you don't get to see them.
Well, here's the thing is, it says you're blind, right, and you sleep with the most attractive men. So obviously, you're somehow being told or you're figuring out or you know that they're attractive men, and maybe they're attractive by touch as opposed to by sight because you don't have sight.
Yeah.
But it's still not enough. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
To sleep with men as much as you wanted because you're blind, I'm like, no, sorry. I'd rather.
Yeah. Like, I like the idea. I get the option of the first part. Like, you know, you're with all these really attractive people. But at the same time, like you said, you don't know they're attractive. It's unless there's somehow some way you're gleaning it, you know, at least they're not physically attractive. Let's put it that way. If it's physically, you know, because you're visually attractive. Let's put it that way. I like to be able to, I'm a sensual person. So I love looking at people and touching them and tasting them and smelling them in some situations. You know, that's just the way I roll in regards to sex. So having one of those senses blocked, although it might not be an issue at first, I could see it being a problem. But on the other end, I could see it being a bit of a blessing, because then in some ways you can really get to know the person as opposed to just what they look like physically.
Right.
All right. Well, that was fun. Yeah.
Thought-provoking, and now people know a little bit more about us, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. At least sexually.
Hey, guess what, folks? We're right into this. I'm some for you. I'm some for you. I'm some for you. I'm some. Jiggle.
I love that you call me Jiggle. I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm just...
I know, neither have I. I'm like, I'm going to see what this is.
Aww.
It's a really short animated GIF.
That's cute.
Guy in his underwear. I'm guessing he's like at least half hard.
Yeah.
And somebody's behind him jiggling his belly.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, now I see the person behind him. Oh.
Well, also, if you look at his arms, that's definitely not his hands.
Yeah. I it took me a second.
Right. I agree with Damon. At first, it didn't occur to me that it wasn't him that was doing it because.
Aw.
Yeah. But the longer you look at it, you're like, oh, somebody's doing that to him.
He's got a cute little smile. Like, oh, mm-hmm. That's adorable. Yay. I like that one.
Jiggle.
Jiggle. So mine is in line with the theme, and I titled it Who Would You Rather? And you've got option one and option two.
Oh, wow.
But it's two sexy guys, I'm assuming, in their living room, which, by the way, is very well decorated.
by the way, looks like my sectional.
Oh. Yeah.
Very, very similar, except it has a chaise lounge end, which mine doesn't. But
Yeah. And then, you know, you've got two guys, both berry and bearded and...
Oh, I don't know, Damon.
I know, right? It's a hard choice.
I prefer the dark and handsome one.
Okay, so here's the thing. The dark and... Well, they're both handsome. The darker complected one...
Right.
...has but a shape, which I'm all about. But the fairer complected one is ginger-like-ish, so...
Yeah.
Which also trips some of your triggers.
And they both have big thighs and thick calves and beards and... Yeah.
Well, here's another factor. Not that I'm not attractive to redheads, which I don't have any particular fondness for them. Like, there's because they're a redhead, it makes them hotter for some reason. For me, it doesn't change anything. But the reason why I say the dark complector one is, which I think I said that wrong, but that's beside the point. He seems to be more fuzzy.
Mm, okay.
And I kind of like the fuzzy. And the PA doesn't hurt.
It might.
Well,
sorry.
Considering the position you'll be in for me.
Sorry. Okay. It was the joke. Sorry.
Just saying.
All right. So here's the thing I just realized. I will start with one and then probably end up with the other and then eventually both because they're both attractive. I wouldn't mind doing one and then the other and then both of them, even though I know I kind of have a rule about not being with couples and I'm presuming that they're a couple, but the aesthetic of their house is attractive, including them. So I like their design style and everything about it. So
I'm totally with you on that. Yeah. I like both of them. It's if I have to have one or the other, there's no in the end having both or something. Rather.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the dark complexion and fuzzy.
All dark and handsome. That's yeah.
Good choice, Damon.
Yeah, you're welcome. Did I do this one today? No. It's been a couple of days. I remember seeing it and going, oh, that's nice. Yeah. And then when I saw the theme of today's episode, I had to go there. So, Gary.
All right. I called mine, Would You Rather, Daddy Edition.
Oh, bastard.
So,
bastard.
So I don't know these gentlemen. I don't know anything about this other than I think they're in a hotel or on a cruise ship. I'm not sure which because the door is kind of skinny, which to me is kind of an indication of maybe a cruise ship, but I'm not sure. It's definitely an industrial setting of some sort. But there are two gentlemen on bed. One of them, you can pretty much see all of him. He's removing his socks. He's sitting towards the end of the bed. He has underwear on. And then what I'm guessing is his partner is the one that has come up behind him. He's the one with the beard and has his head on the other one's shoulder. And you only see him from like about sort of mid-chest or low chest, waist up. So you can't see all of him, but... Yeah, I'm like, it's adorable. I think they're both sexy. I would yes with both together, sure. But in a would you rather, I don't know. I think I short circuit. I'm kind of like.
I would probably go for the bearded one on the left just because I feel, I don't know why, but I feel like I would, I find him a little bit more attractive than the other guy. Not that the other guy's not attractive, but.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say this, out of the two of them, if I had to make some, I guess, labels or decisions or something, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I think the one on the left is more daddy and the one on the right is more cub.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But I think that's because one is in a beard and one is in a goatee. And I don't know why that just occurred to me because I don't necessarily think everybody in a goatee is a cub. But
Yeah. But they're cute. Anyway.
I'm a fully bearded cub.
Right, that's what I mean. It's just maybe it's their body language or the way they look. I'm not really sure. Maybe it's because one's behind the other. I don't know.
Agreed. That would mean another. Who'd I rather? Both. But if I could only pick one. The one fully bearded
daddy.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping me write my Tumblr reblog. And that's you guys actually kind of stuck with the theme of two guys and then proposing the question who'd I'd rather. And I just got a guy who is jiggly.
Well, you technically had two people. We just couldn't see the other one.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, jiggle. Moving on. And to end this up, Gary talks about the ultimate Star Wars fan article.
Oh, I'm the only one with a link. Okay, so I just read this today. I knew nothing about this, but I read the whole thing. It's kind of lengthy.
It is lengthy.
But so apparently Huffington Post had a gentleman who wrote an article, and it was about 40 plot holes in Star Wars The Force Awakens. And then another gentleman decided to rebuttal all 40 plot holes from the first article. And this particular one is on Epic Stream. It's kind of a reblog in a way. But basically, this was posted on January 8th. We're doing the show live on the 10th. So as of the 8th, in 2 days, the Post had over 25,000 Facebook shares.
Wow.
So
yeah, I think Chess shared this one.
Yeah, I the thing was, I was kind of like, oh, who really gives a shit? But I decided to read it today, and it's astounding because I'm not really one, as I said, I think when I posted on Facebook, I'm not one to put people on blast, meaning to call somebody out for the whole world to see and be like, you know, this is a piece of shit or whatever. But in this case, I don't really find much to argue with or kind of, you know, get shy of in this, you know, case by case where the guy rebuttals and is like, I mean, in some of them, he was just like, did you fucking watch the movie? And I kind of agree because there's a couple of them. I think it's like 37. It's towards the end.
I like this. Kylo Ren is the head of the Knights of Ren, but there's no other Knights of Ren in the movie except for the sixth guy you see in Rey's vision. Idiot.
Right. I mean, there was just a couple of them where I was like, what? You know, like,
now, for all intents and purposes, I will have to say to kind of counter this guy's thing is, how do we know that those other six guys were part of the Knights of Ren?
Yeah.
I mean, he's. I'm assuming he's right. I wouldn't be surprised if those other six guys in Rey's vision were also the rest of the Knights of Ren.
Right.
But and did we really need to see the rest of the Knights of Ren in this movie?
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, the big theme that came across in a lot of these for the 40 is, I'm looking for it to see if I can, like he says, we are not done with, don't lose your marbles over. It's just the, like he keeps saying basically over and over again, like, hey, why don't you fucking sit on your ass and wait for the next movies to come out and then you might have some damn answers.
It's like, maybe this isn't a plot hole. This is a question for that will be answered in a future movie.
Yeah, it's just, it was kind of like, wow. And then, well, like 19 kind of cracks me up. I get where the question comes from. Why wasn't the Resistance able to access R2-D2's data archives at any point over the course of the many years that Luke was gone? And then, oh yeah, by the way, since we're discussing the article, spoiler alert, the answer in it, he says, the end of it made me laugh. He goes, then again, maybe the Huffington Post dude knows something about droid memory systems that I don't. basically, which I thought was a total slam, like, dude, it's another fucking universe. It's not our reality. Like, so quit expecting things of characters like they are you and me.
I don't know. Maybe there was a reason. Maybe when R2-D2 had locked that away, like he was told to by Luke Skywalker, and it's like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot I had that. Let me go looking for it.
Nice.
And he had to search his memory banks. Unfortunately, he hid it really, really well himself.
I'm thinking a lot of these answers could be determined in the new canon materials to come out before the next movie or within the future movies. Mm. It's one or the other. I think these are not things that are going to go unanswered, although some of them you don't need to answer. You just have to fucking watch the movie and pay attention. But anyway.
Amen.
So, yeah, I could not resist like posting this and being like, hey, if you want to like, you know, if you want your blood and your heartbeat to quicken, read this article, realizing that there are people out there who just don't get it. And you don't have to be a fanatic or a fan. You just kind of have to pay attention and understand this is part of a universe and it's part of a series of things. So you're not going to have answers to every God bless it thing because this is not standard Hollywood material.
Yeah. Like, this is meant to make sequels. Like, calm the fuck down, people. Come on.
I mean, I know I'm a pain in the ass about stuff, but I'm sure if I started watching all the Avengers movies, I wouldn't give you guys a list of a gazillion questions and be like, what the fuck is this about?
Yeah.
And if I did, I fully expect you guys to be like, shut the fuck
shut
up.
Shut the fuck up. The movie. STFU. STFU.
So, yeah. That's my pick.
Mm. Yay. And that, guess what? That's the show. There's Playways. Contact us. You can pop over to our website, comesoutloud.com. Shoot us an email, comesoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail. We really want to hear your voice. Leave us a voicemail. Really excited to get those. It's 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/comesoutloud. comesoutloud.tumblr.com over on Tumblr, obviously. And twitter.com/comesoutloud. Google Plus, google.com/+comesoutloud. Join us in the Cubs Out Loud entourage on the Bear Underground. And that's our official Bear website of Cubs Out Loud. Also, pop over to iTunes. Give us a review, 5-star, 4-star, whatever. In fact, just rate us. If you don't want to review us, just rate us. That will at least share us with the rest of people looking for us. Also, you can give us a review on Stitcher Radio. Also, you can find me anywhere on the internet as Box That Box, Puppy Box, Cub Box, something or other.
Okay. I am Theater Cup 79 on Bear Underground, Tumblr, Heftynet, blah, blah, blah. And I am Pup Umbra, Pup_Umbra on Twitter.
to emphasize that.
Yeah, I get it. Anyways, I can be found as GareBear73, that's GareBear73 on BearUnderground.net, Growler, Tumblr, and other locations. And I really am hardly ever on Bear411 anymore, just an FYI. If you want to follow the porn of that I post on Tumblr, it's actually GareBear XXX, just so you know.
It's GareBear73XXX, right?
Correct. Sorry. I don't know whose account that one is.
It basically, it's your regular one, just with
three X's at the end.
That's a good way. With that, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one, y'all.
Solution to my Pokemon problem. I found a Game Boy emulator and the ROM of the Pokemon Yellow game.
Well,
so I don't have to worry about the internets or some website having it. I have it on my own computer.
Yeah, that one website you gave is kind of not working.
Yeah, I know, right? I mentioned that.
I was just looking at it, and I was like, oh, well, I would like to look and see what's going on, but what the fuck? Okay, well, whatever.
All right. So, a little disappointed in that. That's one of the reasons why it's not my link.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to stop the show.